Welcome back to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And in this half hour of Motown Memories, we continue to feature some great songs written by the writing team of Holland, Doja, and Holland. We'll actually also hear them sing some of their own songs, as we'll be featuring that team and Brian Holland, Lamont Dozier, and Eddie Holland during the next three songs. Well, after that, we'll hear from the Supremes, Marvin Gaye, the Four Tops, Mary Wells, the Isley Brothers, and Dusty Springfield. Well, Lamont Dozier, citing an early visit to the company's headquarters on West Grand Boulevard in Detroit, says, around 1962, I remember my uncle, James Allen, talking to me to Motown. By this time, Barry's business had not only outgrown that great studio, but he was also declaring itself to be called Hitsville USA, and Lamont wanted to be part of it. And he had a tremendous career in the 1960s and early 1970s with Motown. Well, let's hear Holland Doja featuring Brian Holland right here on Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
and pretty. Eyes that shine like gold. She has the kind of love for me that will never, never go. Oh, Jamie.
Jamie.
I'm talking about Jamie.
Jamie.
Oh, talking about Jamie.
Jamie.
Oh, that's my girl.
That's my girl.
Oh, she comforts me when I am sad now. She sticks with me when times are bad. She kisses me and holds me so tight. To me, she's out of sight. Oh, lips so warm and tender. Kisses so divine. I thank the Lord up above for making Jamie all mine. I'm so glad to belong to her, and she's mine, all mine. Oh, Jamie.
Jamie.
Talking about Jamie.
Jamie.
Yeah, talking about.
Songs. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
Sometimes I feel like there's no use in trying. Why can't I face the fact we've lost what we'll never get back? I don't know where did we go wrong? I say I'm leaving, but my feelings are too strong. And baby, you know I'm in love, baby. So in love with you, darling. And I'll never be leaving. Girl, I'm just make-believing. I'm in love, darling. So in love with you, baby. When I say I'm leaving, girl, I'm just make-believing.
I ain't going nowhere.
Just make me leave.
love make me leave it all the time. That's all I ever do.
So in love.
I'm so in love with you.
And I make believe.
Can't take what I say seriously.
When I say I'm leaving, I'm in love.
Hey, baby. Baby.
So in love.
I love you. Don't you understand me?
And I never believe.
I ain't going nowhere.
Just make me.
Nowhere.
I'm in love.
I'm so crazy about you.
So in love.
This is it for me, mama.
And I never.
I'll never believe.
You just make believe.
I love you, you understand?
You just make believe.
Not just make believe.
Well, that was Why Can't We Be Lovers? That was Holland and Dozier featuring Lamont Dozier. And that reached number 57 from 1972. And before that, Jamie, hit by Eddie Holland in 1961, and that reached 30. And we started off with Don't Leave Me Starving for Your Love, Holland and Dozier, this time featuring Brian Holland. And that reached number 52 from 1972. You're listening to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And we're featuring songs written by Holland, Dozier, and Holland this hour. Well, the fact that Holland, Dozier, and Holland knew firsthand what it was like to be an artist was a tremendous advantage in working with the Motown artists. They knew on stage the focus of the artist's attention, and it gave them insights and leverage and helped them write great songs and sell those songs to the Motown artists. Well, coming up, The Supremes. I'm going to let my heart do the walking right here on Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
Bye.
Memories with Tom Fallon. Email Tom your requests at MotownMemories@yahoo.com. That's MotownMemories@yahoo.com.
Thank you.
Well, that was Reach Out, I'll Be There, another great signature song by the Four Tops, and that reached number one from 1966. And before that, Marvin Gaye had a hit with Can I Get a Witness from 1963, that reached number 22. And we started off with the Supremes without Diana Ross from 1976. The song reached number 40, and it was called I'm Gonna Let My Heart Do the Walking. You're listening to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon, and we continue to feature the great songs written by Holland, Dozier, and Holland this hour. While they tried to keep outdoing themselves as the 1960s progressed, and they kept adding something special that they called it to make each song sound a little different, and it became crucial to them as the popularity of their work exploded. The trio was responsible for 9 of the 19 Motown singles, which reached the top 20 in 1965, to give you an indication of how important their work was. Let's continue now with a song from Mary Wells, You've Lost the Sweetest Boy, right here on Motown Memories with Tom.
Back again, hurting me more and more.
MotownMemories@yahoo.com.
That was When the Love Light Starts Shining Through His Eyes. That was Dusty Springfield, and that was recorded and released in 1964, but did not chart or go anywhere. What's interesting about that song, it was also recorded by the Supremes that same year, and it ended up being the Supremes' first top 40 song. It was not unusual on the Motown label for one Motown artist to try a song, and if it didn't go anywhere, for another artist to try that same song. Well, before that, we heard from the Isley Brothers. This Old Heart of Mine Is Weak for You, that reached number 12 from 1966. We started off with Mary Wells, You've Lost the Swedish Boy, that was number 22 from 1963. You've been listening to Motown Memories. This is Tom Found. We're featuring all songs written by Holland, Dozier, and Holland this hour. Hope you enjoyed it. Until next time, this is Tom Fallon. Goodbye for now.